Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, better note. Better note, the Tigers take 2 of 3 from Baltimore and actually gain a game on Minnesota over the weekend. And now this huge series with Kansas City, they trail by 5 games.
Yeah.
But still.
And then they got 3 more against Baltimore.
I can guarantee that 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we had people say things along the line. If they get to the middle of September and are still within striking distance, I'm all in. And we are in the middle of September, and they're still within striking distance. They're running out of time, and it feels like they're just slowly, ever so slowly, chipping away. It's been pretty amazing that they keep chipping away. And I, the plausibility of them doing this, like the math isn't great, not holding the tiebreaker isn't great, and yet I am so not counting them out here, Gator.
Well, we're going to see Seattle where they're at.
Yeah.
Tied with the Tigers.
Yep. And you've got, isn't Minnesota going to Cleveland? Isn't that the
best? Yes. Minnesota goes to Cleveland.
So the Royals are playing a really good team, Detroit. And Minnesota is playing a really good team, Cleveland.
This is going to be a fun week. It's going to be fun or it's going to be a disaster. actually, it could be all three. Like, Minnesota could get swept by Cleveland. The Tigers could lose the series to Kansas City, and yet somehow they make up some ground. This is a fun time of year, man. Middle of September, we are still fully engaged with the Tigers. They're chasing. They're not in it, but they're chasing, and they're really trying to catch up. They did make up some ground. These next 6 games are incredibly tough on the road at Kansas City. At Baltimore, I just saw your head shake. You all right?
Yeah. I was just wrong about something.
Oh, okay. Oh, and you were stunned that you were wrong.
Well, Sharon Moore did announce who the starting quarterback is Saturday. Moments ago, he announced that Alex Orji will start against USC.
Wow. I had the same reaction you did. Did not. What?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All time.
Better get him up to speed.
Well, earlier you mentioned, Doug, like maybe Warren Davis is...
Davis Warren.
Yep. Or Davis Warren, sorry. Two right. First names, man. Confuses people. Davis Warren is the starter because he allows them to do more of what they want to do on offense.
I think that's the case.
Okay. But clearly it hasn't gone that well so far. Coaches have maybe... Hey, we got to change our plan then. Mm-hmm. And we got to change it to suit what... Alex Orji does, because he might be able just to move the ball better, even if the defense knows we're going to run it most of the time.
Well, look, I'm intrigued to see how this works out. I had said that I don't know that I would give him a snap here and there. I'd be more inclined to give him a series, and he finally got a series. They won't be as multidimensional, most likely, but he's got to, if teams are going to gang up on him, against the run, they got to show that they can still throw the ball. But, you know, it's a certainly a different approach. So that did make me shake my head. I am more than a little bit surprised that he announced it. I'm not surprised that it's Orji. I'm surprised that he announced it. 248-539-9797. All right, let's get back to your open line calls. Next up is T on 97. I want to take it. What's up, T?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I got an old saying for you, along with a statement. Inconsistency is another way of saying you're not good enough.
I agree with that. I completely agree with that.
He's just not good enough. And my statement is, my concern is the Lions' lack of scoring in the second half, and it all started last year against San Francisco. They didn't score any points, if I'm correct, in the second half.
Well, they did.
The last game.
Yeah, they did score points, but it was garbage time. Oh, it wasn't garbage time. They were desperately trying to come back when they scored.
Right, and the game before, right? In the other game, they didn't score, I don't think.
Which other game?
They played the Rams. They didn't score in the second half.
Yeah, they did. They had to score to force overtime and then scored in overtime to win it.
No, against you're talking about in the playoffs or in the game the other day, the last week?
Yeah, the game the other day against the Rams. They scored 3 points, but that's not good enough to win games. Well,
they scored 10 points. They scored 10 points in the second half and 6 more in overtime.
Okay. Well, how about yesterday? Sunday's game. Did they score anything in the second half? That's my concern, though. Not scoring enough points.
Yeah, they scored 10 points in the third quarter.
Which was more than Tampa, right?
Tampa scored 7 points in the second half. Detroit scored 10 points in the second half. Yes, look, they outscored Tampa in the second half of the game.
It'd be great if they scored 20. But...
And left a bunch of points on the field. And that's why they lost. Yeah. But didn't fit his narrative there.
248-539-9797. Brian is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Brian.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
What's up?
I just had a couple points. You know, everybody's bashing Ben Johnson, and I wish they would have run the ball more, but they still threw for over 300 yards. Your veteran quarterback cannot throw that ball in the middle of the field just up for grabs when you have a field goal in range.
What if he was expecting the receiver to cut across or stop his route? Because the receiver kept running all the way straight down the end zone, and actually the ball was thrown, you know, dead. It was picked off at like the 12-yard line or wherever it was. If he's expecting the receiver to get over there, it's not throwing it away. We don't know. If he was throwing it away, it's a horrible decision if you're throwing it away. I just have a hard time believing that's what he was doing because he's been in the league for a long time now. I don't think that's a move the guy makes.
And sometimes when they're late in games and late in halves and games, sometimes you just got to throw the ball away. These 3-yard passes that take up 35 seconds, he's a veteran quarterback. You know that time is more important than down. And it's almost like they try to be too perfect, like at the end of the half. They don't want to give Tampa the ball back. So they're wasting time. But then when they get down to the 20-yard line, they have no more time left. It's like, you know, the main thing is to score. And if the other team has enough time and they go score, well, that's your defense is bad. But they waste so much time at the end of halves and the end of games trying to be too perfect and not give the ball back.
Well, maybe one day they'll figure it out. You know, en route to a 12-win season, winning 2 more in the playoffs, getting to the NFC Championship game. He'll figure it out one of these days.
I mean, they kind of, you know, you're trying to score late and get the ball to start the second half and get the double.
They tried the double
possession. And
they missed. Look, I get what he's saying. I think fans always hold the quarterback to a perfect standard. And when things don't go well, you start to nitpick, you start to peel away at the onion, and then you take one little sliver and turn it into like it's the whole meat of the onion there. It's not. There are mistakes made. Like that interception. Don't know what happened there. Maybe we can get the answer out of him tomorrow. I suspect he's going to take all the blame for it, and we can ask if there was just a miscommunication or was he just trying to throw it away and see what he says. As far as just throwing the ball away instead of, you know, hitting a receiver in a backfield that all of a sudden gets drilled for a 5-yard loss.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I don't know. I mean, that stuff's going to happen. Give Tampa Bay credit. They took away a lot of the field yesterday in a game that I don't think anybody expected them to be able to do so with all the injuries they were suffering on defense.
Let's go to Mel in Detroit. What's up, Mel?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
I'm going to start off by saying you have fans.
I'm sorry. You're going to start off by saying what?
You have fans that love the game. And then you have people that understand the game that coaches it. Fans, they love the game, and they can never understand what you have to do going into a game. And I'm going to tell you guys one thing. Either two things is going to happen. We're going to get better. What's happening is, I'm trying to go real fast because it's so much. What's happening with our OC is teams got footage. They understand him. So when Goff tried to check into different plays, if you committed to that formation, it really doesn't matter. But what he has to do is go back into the lab with his assistants and says teams are doing this now. So we have to adjust doing this. That's why the pass is off.
Your phone's killing us, Mel. Real quick, your point is what?
My point is, Lions have to adjust more to what they're seeing.
Thank you. 248-539-9797. Again, we'll ask Jared Goff about it tomorrow, about making adjustments throughout the course of games. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.